Okay, so we're already into 2020. There's no sense in me trying to rehash things and kind of go over, oh, well, what are you going to be doing? Things like that. But it is important that we start out this new year the right way, in which we talk about three ways to self-publish a book. We're going to talk about that in today's podcast episode, so make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
It's crazy to think this is episode 39 of Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and it's been such a true pleasure. Maybe we ought to see about doing some kind of celebration when it comes to number 50. I'm definitely open to some suggestions, so you can visit me at dale@selfpublishingwithdale.com. That's my email address. So drop me a line. I'd definitely love to hear from you. Hey, big sponsor shout out. The exclusive sponsors of Self-Publishing with Dale this month is the Romance Publishing Academy, a comprehensive start-to-finish program on romance publishing. Whether you're a beginner or even intermediate, the Romance Publishing Academy will develop your author brand and bring you results that will make you sell more books. But folks, this is not just a video course. This is actually a full coaching program. They work with you two-on-one on a personalized basis to best ensure results. Their guarantee is they'll privately coach you until you recoup your investment as a minimum. Book a no-pressure call and talk with them today. When you actually visit the link of dalelinks.com/romance, they'll give you a hookup. They're going to give you something that's called the Romance Secrets Playbook. And right after that, there's going to be a screen where you can schedule your call. I highly recommend you do it. Two wonderful people, Jacob and Sue. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate it. Again, if you want to help support the show, go and visit dalelinks.com/romance and tell them I sent you. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about these three ways to self-publish a book. Hey, folks, look, the problem is, okay, do you want to be a one-trick pony or a master of your trade? Which one do you want to be? Do you want to just be that one thing and just, there we go, that's all I'm going to do? Or can you be able to diversify what you're doing? And see, that's the problem I see oftentimes when it comes to authors. And then the ones that are struggling are the ones that haven't quite gotten it yet. They don't understand that you can't just publish a book simply on one little avenue and just be done with it. So I want to talk today about three ways to self-publish a book. And yeah, this seems remedial, but I think it bears merit in actually repeating some of this because you need to get this dialed in. So if you are guilty of missing any one of these three avenues, I just highly recommend that you take a deep breath, okay? Go back and analyze those things. If you're not making the income that you're not making and you're not utilizing all three of these avenues, then I'm going to have to say I told you so ever so slightly here. I'm going to be on your shoulder saying, oh, I kind of told you so. So let's go ahead and start it out with the version that's easy for me to say. I want to talk about the very first thing, the king of all publications right now, and it is print book, okay? Now, listen, they gather the greatest global publication profits. Now, I can just share this anecdotally speaking. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the reports that I can kind of share with you, but let's just say this, that pound for pound, okay, you're able to make more money through print than you will for ebook. So if it's kind of flipped the other direction, then kudos, that's awesome. I'm glad your ebooks are probably pulling in really well, but I might just kind of just urge you to really focus in on why aren't you selling enough of the print books? Is it that the print book quality is not good? Is it that you're not building the awareness of this? It comes down to really being self-aware and understanding, okay, why am I not selling as much? This was probably about 4 years ago. Ran into a guy and he asked me at the time, hey, you know, you do really good in publishing, right? And I think this was probably just prior to me doing the whole YouTube thing. And I was like, yeah, he's like, Is it unusual that I'm getting more money through my print book sales? And I remember at the time I was like, well, yeah, of course it's unusual. Isn't everybody else making more ebook sales than print? And when I actually went to analyze things, I came to realize that I was dead wrong. There was a lot more money being made through print books, and people continue to buy print books. It's material. Okay, people like material possessions and they will continue to purchase these material possessions, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. So though everybody can kind of say the big explosion of ebooks, took over, you know, print books. No, it never happened. In fact, some of the ebook sales slipped, although I'm probably going to kind of contradict myself here pretty soon when I talk about that. So what are some of the avenues that you want to like explore when it comes to print books? I would recommend two avenues. KDP, that's Kindle Direct Publishing. They've got some decent quality print, you know, and the cost is not that bad. And then Ingram Spark. These two avenues are going to be the widest distribution you're going to be able to get. And the beauty of this is there's no exclusivity involved. And especially if you have your own ISBN, you can go through Ingram Spark and KDP. Now, in the event you're like, Dale, I can't swing an ISBN. Well, good news. There's two things. You can stay on KDP print and just select expanded distribution, because that, oddly enough, is Ingram Content Group that's fulfilling those orders through expanded distribution on KDP. A lot of people don't realize this, and I've told so many people about it. I'm going to tell you again, expanded distribution is essentially Ingram Content Group sending that on out there. But the problem is there's a middleman, and that's Amazon, and they're going to take a portion of those sales before it even hits your bank account. So if you want to remove that middleman, go directly over to Ingram Spark and upload it that way. Okay, so I said there was going to be a little bit of exciting news, because last year I discovered that if you're in the U.S., they're actually giving you free ISBNs on Ingram Spark. I know, this is crazy. I had to double check. I had to make sure. I have yet to test this out because I just didn't have any books to publish last year when I found this. And Ingram Spark gives free ISBNs on their platform. Now, you can't utilize that ISBN elsewhere. It's only for Ingram Spark. So don't expect to, you know, go get this ISBN and then just start publishing to everywhere willy-nilly. No, you're going to have to pretty much have that ISBN on that platform alone. Other avenues you can consider is Lulu. Lulu's really good friends of the channel. They've actually been former sponsors as well as future sponsors of this channel. Just a little bit of foreshadowing. And Lulu's really just, you know, doing their best to provide an alternative in print-on-demand options. And actually, they give really good hardback books with jackets. And then their spiral-bound books they're okay, but at least you can get spiral-bound notebooks. Unfortunately, it won't distribute to Amazon yet. And then last but not least, of course, is Barnes & Noble Press. Barnes & Noble Press has stellar quality hardbacks. This is the most important thing, and also just print books in general. The big issue, though, is there's only distribution to the United States. All right, so there's your limitations. Number two, the other way. I think I've already kind of said it. Let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. It's ebooks. All right, so if you've got print books, kudos to you. I applaud you. But if you don't have ebooks, you got to get on top of that. Now, here's the issue, and I've even heard Joanna Penn from the Creative Pen podcast discuss this before. A lot of the publication profit reports that you normally will see online will skew heavily towards the print books. And the reason being is a lot of these sales are tracked by way of, like, say, BookScan. I think it's NPD is the name of the organization. I think it's a Nielsen-owned company. It's off the top of my head. I have to research that. But NPD actually will track down through books that are scanned, actual ISBNs. And so naturally, you have to have an ISBN for your print book in order to actually be scanned. The next thing is going to be is ebook sales. You know, they're going to go ahead and track those via ISBNs. Well, back in the day when this first thing, you know, this whole ebook trend started out, you know, right around 2008 to about 2010, people were buying their own ISBNs. Well, then Amazon started providing free ISBNs, and so did other platforms. So here's what ended up happening is if there's no ISBN, then there's no track of the sale. There's no track of any kind of, you know, transactions. So these thousands upon thousands upon thousands of ebooks that are being flooded onto the market on a regular basis don't have an ISBN. So there's no real way to actually track it. And I don't think Amazon has been, you know, fully disclosing what their global publication profits are going to be. They've only really disclosed what they do for the KDP Select Global Fund on a monthly basis, and it's usually somewhere balanced between about $25 million and $27 million dollars, I should say. So, you know, just be aware that, there are some people, and I've even been guilty of this, that say ebooks are on a downward trend. Well, it's not entirely accurate, because there's some that are not just getting scanned. So if you've got an ebook out there that's profiting, you don't have an ISBN associated to it, then chances are likely it's not getting scanned. So it's going to kind of show an inaccurate record of the publication profits as such. So a few avenues we want to kind of discuss when it comes to ebooks. Of course, Kindle Direct Publishing, I don't think I need to sit here and toe the line when it comes to Amazon. I love Amazon, they're doing fantastic, but I'm not bullish on everything when it comes to KDP. I just discuss them a lot because it's the most popular thing that's looked up here when it comes to self-publishing. Other avenues include the big four alternatives, and that is Google Play Books, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble Press, and Kobo. So those four avenues are the big four alternatives. And last but not least, you have these aggregate publishers, the ones like Draft Digital, Smashwords, PublishDrive, you get the idea. I've heard a lot of people suggest that if you want to make any kind of significant living at this, that you should just go directly to the sources, the places like the big four alternatives. Go directly to them, because when you go through an aggregate publisher, they take a percentage of sales. This is true, but it all comes down to convenience. Do you want to be spending hours upon hours having to upload your manuscripts only to have to do updates across each and every single platform later on should you find some discrepancy that you need to fix? So to me, I just would rather sacrifice the earnings through an aggregate publisher, so that way they can manage that. And the nice thing is, it all comes in on a 1099 by itself. So when you're filing taxes, you don't have four different platforms, you just have one platform that sends it to you. You're set, and then taxes aren't an ugly situation. It's tough enough as it is. By gosh, I don't need to have like five freaking 1099s from all these different publishing platforms. All right, so before I do give the very last avenue, of course, I think you know where we're going with this. I do want to plug my YouTube broadcast. Make sure you join me every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at dalelinks.com/live. And I have a live broadcast there. We talk, we chat. It's a little bit more short form, a little bit more buttoned down, as opposed to what I'm recording right now, which is the podcast through twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. So when this actual episode drops, anytime that you hear an episode drop, it was recorded the week prior. So if you want to get a jump on things, you actually want to get that one-on-one, actually kind of a group-on-one situation, join me on twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Universal Time Coordinated -5. Alrighty, so the last avenue. I think everybody saw this one coming. I saved the best for last, and this is the area that I truly believe everybody needs to get on top of, and that is audiobook publishing. Oh yeah, this thing has been trending upward, and it's been going up and up and up and up and up and up. And I think it was like 31% increase in sales year over year this past year. So I'm curious to see what it did from 2018 to 2019. I imagine it'll probably be even more improving because, listen, it's more accessible. It's easier to consume than, say, sitting down and reading an ebook or a print book. And that's where everybody's at. So people are able to take the audiobooks and download it onto their phone and go anywhere and everywhere. I work out, I'll listen to an audiobook sometimes. I'm on a flight, I'm listening to an audiobook. So audiobooks, it's really, I see a lot of people, and this is the barrier, the higher barrier of entry. I understand it's going to cost money, especially if you're a fiction author who's putting out epic length novels. It's going to cost a very high premium. But there are some ways that you can get around it, which is just try to bootstrap your way there. Maybe do a Kickstarter fund campaign. Maybe you can just even go to your readers and see if they would be willing to fund it. Now, if you don't feel like going out there panhandling, you know, there's other ways. You can become a freelancer and go sell your services over on Fiverr and just bootstrap your way to earning the amount of money that you can get to hire a narrator, and or you consider the option of, and this segues perfectly over to the distribution platform of Audiobook Creation Exchange. They have a actual system that's called the 50-50 royalty split, which means that you split 50% of your royalties, and that's the net royalties, with the narrator. And that agreement is for up to 7 years. Just want to give you fair warning. okay? So before you go into a 50-50 royalty split, it must be the last measure. Like you have no other choice. It is better to get your book on the market than not to have it on there at all. Get those three options so people have choices. I know for me, sometimes I'll go look up a specific book. I look at it, I go, that looks interesting. I don't feel like getting the print book. I don't think I'll have time to read on the ebook. Oh, I'll get it on the audiobook. Oh, there's no audiobook? I can't tell you how many times I've found some indie authors that don't have audiobooks, and I've passed the opportunity of purchasing their stuff because I didn't really feel like sitting down and reading it. I just said, I'll go ahead and listen to 2X on my audiobook or on Audible. But, you know, they didn't have that available. So that's going to work against them. So really think strongly about investing in your business and get audiobooks on there. This is something that I think everybody is just dropping the ball on. Yours truly did it for the longest time. Now, I do regret taking 50-50 royalty split for a vast majority of my audiobook catalog. But, you know, in about another 2 years, some of those are going to default back to me and I own the rights outright for it. And there's no longer a 50-50 royalty split. I will own that audiobook all out and out. So I'm really excited about that day coming. Now, the other avenue, if you've watched me on YouTube long enough, I went bullish on this one. I shared about 12 videos, I believe, altogether. Findaway Voices. They're actually an aggregate distribution platform, meaning that they publish on your behalf in numerous platforms. I don't think I expressed that before. So the thing with Findaway Voices, they have the same distribution as ACX. They can get over to Audible and Amazon, and they can get to Apple. Now you're probably going, but Dale, that means that they're going to be taking a percentage of my profits that could otherwise go to ACX directly. That's totally cool. Fair argument. So let's just say we'll go ahead and deselect Amazon Audible. Okay, we'll just remove that off there, go directly to ACX. That's totally fine. But I would recommend that you at least take their Apple distribution because the Apple distribution has a higher royalty percentage. So over on ACX, the agreement is 25% of retail costs, and then you take 40% of that at the end of the day. I know it seems really messed up, right? Apple charges 75% of your retail cost to list on their platform. 25% goes to ACX, in which point they go ahead and give you 40%, and then they take 60% of that. And that's not even including a 50-50% or 50-50 royalty split. If you use Findaway Voices, though, for Apple distribution, you get 45%. Okay, so that's a whole 20% difference. And here's the catch. Instead of you getting 40%, you get 80% of that 45%. So if you are exclusive over on ACX and you're not seeing that much of a return, might I suggest, and this, by the way, those of you who are doing 50-50 royalty splits, sorry, this isn't going to apply to you. But if you haven't been getting any kind of good payouts, consider going over to Findaway Voices. Go for non-exclusive with ACX, and you have to be having your book on the market for at least a year over through ACX before you can ask to go to non-exclusive. And at that point, you can go over to Findaway Voices, take the Apple distribution. They have 43 avenues. 43, that's freaking nuts. And if you just take one of the avenues, which they count Amazon Audible as one avenue, it's 42. And the library distribution is nuts. I've got one book right now that was dying on the vine over in ACX. And it has more than it was, it's only been on the market for about 4 months. And in that 4 months, it already overtook sales of ACX did in the previous year. That is insane. That is insane to me. And library distribution is largely responsible for that. Hey, so as we start to kind of wrap things up, I just want to kind of remind you those three avenues that you just take advantage of those things, the ebooks, the print books, and the audiobooks. Try to get it to where one publication is in the three varied forms. And if you're saying, I don't have the time or I don't have the funds, then I think that you need to put your creative cap on and start to figure out a way that you can make this work because you will thank me later. There have been so many people that come up to me and say, man, you were right. Oh my gosh, you were so right. And I don't like to be right in some instances, but this instance, I like it when I'm right, when you are able to profit, become a successful self-published author. Hey, do me a huge favor. Got this far inside the podcast? Do me a favor. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. Speaking of reviews, it seemed like this was just a going joke for the longest time. I was going to share a review on the previous podcast, easy for me to say. But I forgot, and I forgot the platform. Actually, the name of the platform that I use is called Chartable. This is not like a plug. This is not a promotion. If you happen to have a podcast, you can look into it. They have a free service where they'll show you all the reviews from your different platforms. And I'm just blown away and humbled by the fact that I have, let's see here, let me open up my dashboard here for Chartable. I have an average rating of, drumroll please, about 4.5 stars. And that's out of 13 ratings. And folks, I got thousands of listens. I see you folks actually listening to this. And I see the average listen time on these. So just do me a huge favor. If you've gotten this far, do me a favor and just drop a review. So I want to give a big shout out to my boy, Chris Niles. Chris and I actually had chatted with each other last year. His daughter put out a book. Actually, I've showcased it in my background on my YouTube videos and such. But he actually had left a review. And this is so super touching. And I wanted to share this with everybody. And it said, after both my daughter and myself were crushed by the tape publishing nightmare, I thought we would never see our titles again. Thanks to your motivational show, I have now self-published her book, My Hospital Journey, and my first title, I Wish I Was a Cat. I now have a second release coming up in just a few weeks. Following your advice, I found a great illustrator for my children's books and have now joined my daughter as a published author. Thanks again, Christopher Niles. So Chris, thank you very much. That was so super cool of you. So if you want a big shout out in the future podcasts, do me a favor, drop a review. That would be awesome. You know, and if you are too lazy to write up a review, that's totally cool. Even just something real brief, I'll give you a shout out. I always appreciate that for sure. And as we start to wrap things up, I want to thank you again for all your support and love. It's really, really awesome. I've got some appearances rolling out here in the new year. Just want to let you know that in March, I will be at PodFest. If you want more information, go to podfestexpo.com. I'll actually be speaking at VidFest on that Friday in the morning on a panel. And also I'll be speaking at the People of Video Conference in Albany, New York on May 2nd and 3rd. Actually, I'll be the MC of the event, and I also have my own showcase lecture. I don't want to call it a lecture, presentation. You want to join me May 2nd and 3rd. You can get more information at dealinks.com/POV, as in People of Video, or you can just go directly to peopleofvideo.com. Either way is great by me. And then later on in the year, I'm sure I'll be out in LA for vidsummit.com. You can get information there. I won't be speaking there, but I will be there at least in person to learn along with other people. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale. And I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.